Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, folks, if you want to look at a world that rejects God and you want to see the fruit thereof and what happens when a people reject God and entrust their politicians, go ahead and take a look around. Hey, folks, in all fairness to the truth here, isn't it interesting for the last how many decades in this country we have been warned concerning the very things that are taking place today in the present? We've been warned that these things would come if we failed to deal with corruption in government. And here we are. Here we are. You know, there's a saying by George Whitefield. He's the Great Awakening preacher. He's the guy that said, listen, man, without grace, the Spirit of God is half beast and half devil. He's exactly right. And then I just heard another quote today. The difference between humans and animals, animals would never allow the dumbest of the herd to lead them. Let me say it again. The difference between humans and animals, animals would never allow the dumbest of the herd to lead them. Oh my goodness. Is there anything, can you go any lower than a snake's belly as to what the American people are tolerating in their government today? You can't. You can't. And folks, what's taking place on a global basis is a provocation of war from the globalists. We were talking to our friend Derek yesterday in Australia who called us and told us what was going on over there in Australia concerning the 1.4 million people that showed up. And then he told me it was reported in the mainstream media in that country that 100 showed up when in fact 1.4 million people showed up, which in fact, if you look at it on its face, you can see that the bad guys are not in number the way that they want the good guys to believe that the bad guys are in number. Right? So I said back to Derek, what an opportunity that we have on a global basis right now to look through the eyes of the anointed that God gives. Isaiah 10:27, the Bible also tells us that he gives his anointed. He gives them eyes to see and ears to hear. Well, everybody's looking at the world crumbling. I see the opportunity for the world to be reestablished. If we're willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. Right now, we see the globalists in front of us. We know who all the bad guys are. But instead of the people actually taking the opportunity that the Lord is giving, they're going to sit back and they're going to allow the bad guys again to set the narrative. And guess what's happening? They're doing just that. It's been said the first casualty in every war is always the truth. Oh my goodness, friends. How many times have we watched corrupt politicians create wars? And again, going back to the great wonder of the age, how is it that the people allow one corrupt individual or a handful to send millions to their death? I don't understand it. I mean, it's just the most backwards thing I've ever seen in my life. Now, I want to go back to Hermann Göring. And during the Nuremberg trials, this sodomite warmonger, who was a part of the SS under Adolf Hitler, said, the common people don't want war. And then he goes on and says, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor America, nor for that matter, even in Germany. He said, that's understood. But the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. He said, that's easy. Who are your leaders? Who are the ones that are creating the wars? Who are the ones that are selling you out? Who are the ones that are playing Judas to you on a 24/7 basis more than your said representatives? Not all of them, but most of them. But again, let me put into the light of Scripture, friends, in common sense. Is our wound incurable? How many of the best that we have in this country have drawn up the articles of impeachment against treasonous Joe? Not a one. Not a one. So the best that you have, I just highlighted. Tell me which one is doing that, because that's the best that we have. And it's interesting, in Scripture, the Lord says, give me one man that will execute judgment, and he would spare that land. He would spare that land. But in American government, we can't find that. Why do we suffer these abuses, Americans? Why do we suffer these abuses? Hermann Göring goes on and says, that's all you have to do is tell the people that they're being attacked. Yep, Russia's talking about coming after us now, right? And China's coming after us, and so on and so forth. And I have to remind the people 24/7 that China called for a new world order. Russia called for a new world order. We've seen China dealing with Harry Reid and Barack Obama. They're in business together. We've seen that of Hillary Clinton selling uranium ore to the Russians. They're not at war. They're the ones trying to create this global order. And nobody called for a new world order more than that of George Bush Sr. over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. Americans, do you not see how this is being played out? They create their monsters until their objective is met. They create the crisis, and then they bring in the new order. Okay? This is all distraction. Folks, how long are you going to allow the dumb to lead? For serious. How long are you going to allow the dumb to create war? Those that don't know how to tell truth. Let me say it this way. If the politicians want a war, then let's send them. If the politicians want a war, then let's send them. And I'll tell you what you're going to find. You're going to find, if they have to go to war, there's going to be no war. And it's interesting how many people talk of war in politics, but interesting as to know as to how many of them have never been to war. Isn't that interesting? It's like the historian versus the veterans that have actually been there. The veterans will do everything in their power to avoid war, but the historians, they talk big and bad like they've been there and they never have been in war. That's the politicians in America today. Folks, politicians want war? Then let's send them. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tee it up. I'm going to take it line upon line, precept upon precept. I want to take a moment, if you don't mind, before this hard break. And I want to show you, for those that have not seen this, have you guys all taken note that the head of, and I can't play the audio because there's too much swearing on it, but we found out that the Facebook Meta's manager of community development, Jaron A. Miles, was allegedly caught, he's self-professing on film here, was allegedly caught in an amateur child sexting ring. This is Facebook, friends. Of course this is happening behind closed doors. These are the sort of people that are censoring free speech. The ones that are guilty of committing the crimes. Friends, he was trying to allure a 13-year-old to his hotel room. This is Facebook Meta's manager of community development. How long are you going to allow these criminals to censor free speech, friends? Come on, let's wake up.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms, afternoon show top left, morning show top right, beforeitsnews.com top left. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to give us a call, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Really quick, look at this. This is Breitbart. They kick out some good stuff every once in a while there. And I didn't say that in a demeaning way. I'm just happy that someone's out there doing it. But the poll, majority of United States voters support Canadian Truckers Freedom Convoy 2022. I mean, as if to suggest that Canadians really have a care as to what the American people think while they're out there ice fishing in America. Or while the Americans are at their favorite football game, while the Canadians are over there fighting for their freedoms. Shameful. Shameful conduct. And by the way, if that's condemning to you, well then praise God. That's the Holy Ghost that brings the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment to bring about godly repentance, John 16, right? That you might bear fruit unto the glory of God after Acts 20, verse 21, and 2 Corinthians 7, 10, and 11 comes in the latter of those three scriptures. But isn't that interesting? A majority of United States voters support Canadian Truckers Freedom Convoy. Okay. That's fantastic. And then what I do is I think about, you know, some of the news that's coming out. And I've told you before of this, that what they like to do is they like to play off each other. Politicians do. Countries do. Because they're all globalists. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. And what they do is they love to condemn in one area, and then they'll promote in the other area. Because they want to cast hope in those that are actually in the fight. And then they want to go ahead and condemn that hope by condemning whatever it may be concerning the agenda they're trying to push forward. Now, you say that's confusing. It's not confusing at all when you think things through, right? And the fact of the matter is we need to be patient and think things through. Why patience, Bradley? Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. Let me say it again. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. Now, if we would do what the Lord tells us to do in Matthew 7:16, again, we would have held each and every one of these individuals that claim to be world leaders. They'd already be swinging from a rope somewhere, friends, because in every country, treason is punishable by death, right? But no, we better not hold to God's judgment, because that's just too harsh. We're judging. No, the Lord says that we are to judge in righteous judgment, and that's the New Testament. And the Bible also tells us that we're to condemn the wicked and justify the righteous in Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And the Lord told us that if we keep his commandments and his statutes, he tells us how to deal with particular crimes throughout Scripture, and we bring judgments according to his word, he says we will have a long life on this earth. But if not, he said, I will quickly destroy you. Well, here's one such positive report promoting it, and this is in Canada. And I want you to hear this because he said, we're done. The Canadian Premier of Ontario, Doug Ford, said, it's time to move forward from COVID-19. Notice the word move forward or forward. That's a communist logo. It's a communist slogan. Friends, it's a communist slogan. Okay? Move forward or forward. Obama used it all the time. But notice what the mainstream media is doing here. They're using the same exact slogan as Obama, and it all falls back to the playbook of the communists at large that are given a free hand to do what they want and will concerning the people that they mean to rule over. Let's check this out. This is pretty crazy. Okay?
You don't know if the person has a shot beside you or not, but we also know that it doesn't matter if you have one shot or 10 shots. You can catch COVID. See, the Prime Minister has triple shots, and I know hundreds of people with three shots that caught COVID. We just have to be careful. We've got to always make sure we wash our hands and move forward. We can't stay in this position forever. We got to learn to live with this and get on with our lives. And there's every single person, including myself, knows people that are unvaccinated. You know, sure, there's the rebel rousers, and then there's just hardworking people that just don't believe in it. And that's their choice. This is about, again, a democracy and freedoms and liberties. And I hate, as a government, telling anyone what to do. We just got to get moving forward and get out of this and protect the jobs. Like, we are done with it. Let's start moving on and cautiously. And, you know, we've followed the rules, all of us, like 90% of us. For over 2 years, the world's done with it. So let's just move forward.
Wow, that's...
The federal government has invoked the Emergencies Act.
Here's this. Oh, by the way, just wanted to let everybody know, Justin Trudeau is now being busted in a pedophile ring as well. Which we know this has been going on for a long time. I know that 20 years ago that was still a conspiracy theorist to many of you passive individuals. Now it's in the light of day. And this is common knowledge that this is happening on a global basis among the world leaders, as they like to be called. But let's see what this Allah-worshipping feminist traitor, Luke 22:48, is now calling forth concerning more suppression of the very people that are standing up against him in his unconstitutional rule there in Canada. Check this out.
...and territorial capacity to address the blockades and occupations. The police will be given more tools to restore order in places where public assemblies can constitute illegal and dangerous activities. These tools include strengthening their ability to impose fines or imprisonment. We'll always defend the rights of Canadians to peaceful assembly and to freedom of expression, but these blockades are illegal, and if you're still participating, the time to go home is...
The time to go home is now. Folks, insane. Insane. By the way, the first guy that was talking, Doug Ford, Rob Ford.
This is
now,
the Prime Minister's ideological...
Okay, so let me go back, and this is the show that they play on the floor. I want you to pay attention now to this individual standing up against Justin Trudeau And I'll come back and make that point about Doug Ford, because Doug Ford, if we're talking about the same guy here, he's the mayor of Toronto. He admitted to smoking crack cocaine during one of his drunken stupors, one of his favorite pastimes. Remember the girl yesterday we showed you in Toronto? She was a tweaker, right? She was on crystal meth, and then we took it back to Adolf Hitler's regime and how they were using crystal meth. Of course that's going on. They're on, folks, they're doped up. They're kept high as a kite. That's what you do. Folks, that's how terrorists are controlled, too. They keep them pumped up on drugs. That's what they do. I mean, because nobody in their rational mind is going to continuously attack their own people in such a fashion the way that you see these globalists attack their own people. They must lawfully be dealt with. And I'm telling you what, Isaiah 26:9 is exactly what we need in this world. And it's justice upon the heads of the wicked. That is a mercy to the innocent. Okay? Scripturally. Let's go over to this woman. Again, this is controlled opposition. Pay attention to the said representatives around the one that is protesting Justin Trudeau, or at least that's what they would have you believe. Notice they're all playing along with the plandemic, and they're supposed to be the good guys? Come on, folks, let's wake up and see what's going on here. We've seen enough of this in America where the good guys are found or busted actually being partakers of the investors into Big Pharma, like Marjorie Taylor Greene in America Here and 34 others, just so you know. Check this out.
Attachment to keeping COVID restrictions and mandates. 63% of Canadians want the restrictions and mandates to end. Conservatives presented a motion yesterday asking simply for a plan.
Okay, so let's stop and think about this. She just said 63% of the people in Canada want these mandates to stop. Okay, so are you telling me the rest of the percentage of the people, they want these COVID mandates? Do you see what they want you to believe, friends? That is the most insane, ridiculous thing I've ever heard anybody say. Are you telling me 37% of the people in Canada want the restrictions to remain? Well, I'll tell you what, that 37% of the people, they're insane and they need to be thrown into a mental hospital for rehabilitation. Let's go on and watch controlled opposition here try to appease the good guys.
Prime Minister is in denial and is ignoring the science. He might as well...
He's in denial. Okay, well then why don't you invoke orders to put a stop to him and call forth and draw forth the articles of impeachment concerning your country's constitution? No! It's never that! It's just, let's keep filling the seats up by promoting the fight between the right and the left, which does not exist. Mark 3:25. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden continues to say he believes an invasion of Ukraine could happen within the next several days. And the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, agrees.
It includes a number of things in terms of moving closer to the border, dispersal of troops, increasing logistical capabilities. Again, all of the indicators continue to indicate that, you know, he will maintain the capability to launch an attack at most any time.
And in another attempt at diplomacy, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has been attending the Munich Security Conference, where she met with Ukraine's president. And from Capitol Hill, Representative Jim Hagedorn, a Minnesota Republican who's been battling kidney cancer, has passed away. He was 59. Last month, Hagedorn, who was fully vaccinated, had tested positive for COVID-19 and was hospitalized as a precaution since he was being treated for kidney cancer. This is USA Radio News. Former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter has now been sentenced following her conviction in the death of Daunte Wright.
It is the sentence and judgment of this court that you shall be committed to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 24 months.
Judge Regina Chu handed down the sentence over the objection of prosecutors after the former officer apologized to the victim's family. Potter will serve 16 months in prison, followed by 8 months of supervised release. After 178,000 illegal immigrant encounters in the month of December, 46 House Republicans are calling on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign, citing a complete failure to lead the department, pointing to recent tensions with Border Patrol and the relentless crisis at the southern border. The letter, led by Representative Kevin Hern of Oklahoma, points to Mayorkas' primary mission of the Department of Homeland Security to secure our nation from its many threats. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Okay, so we watched the first guy talk about how they're done with this in Canada. Then we watched the appeaser. The world is the stage for the clowns in the circus of politics called controlled opposition, allegedly trying to stop Justin Trudeau, the little femme. Literally, friends, he's a sodomite, okay? He's also a Allah-worshipping traitor to his own people. And what's interesting here, friends, is he's calling emergency orders out of thin air, just like governors in the state of the United States of America, as well as the federal government. And by the way, the 10th Amendment hasn't been invoked, has it? Has anybody seen the government, state governments, say no to the federal government? And again, remember, friends, the federal government has been created by the states, not the other way around, okay? And the Bill of Rights are the thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people, but the American people have completely forgotten that. Put that up against Isaiah 59. Okay, and then we went over and we watched this woman allegedly trying to call out Justin Trudeau for all of his crimes against the people, and then she told us 63% of the people in Canada still want these restrictions. I mean, folks, they want you to believe this. And if that was true, 37% of them want these COVID restrictions, then you know what? Their sanity is called into question, and they need to be thrown in the loony house is what they need, honestly. Okay, so let's take it one more step, and I want to show you again, because this is happening in America as well. But this is another appeaser, just taking his opportunity. And it's interesting to note that the best that they have over in Canada, or so it seems, as to what we're seeing here in America, because there's a great similarity going across this parallel between their politicians and our politicians. I mean, after all, they're all doing this together, right? What's interesting here, friends, and again, consider the source, John 8:44. We have another one taking the opportunity to play the game as well, but notice that they're not saying anything of substance. They're not making reference to the law to condemn the prime minister, just like American politicians never make reference to the law that condemn those that they highlight concerning the crimes of the politicians that they're allegedly attacking. It's pro wrestling, folks. At its very worst. But I want you to check this guy out, and I want you to see what he has to say. Here's another appeaser. Check it out.
Repeatedly stated that there is evidence of foreign extremist financing behind this convoy. Last week at public safety...
See, what they're doing is trying to put into question the good people in Canada.
Barry McKillop stated...
They want to label them as terrorists.
...that this funding in Ottawa is tied to ideologically motivated extremism. Under further questioning, he stated that there has been no spike in suspicious transactions. Under what basis is this government freezing the bank accounts of Canadians in violation of Section 8 of the Charter against unreasonable search and seizure?
Okay, now that's a good start. That's a good start. He asked the question, what law is it that you made reference to freeze the bank accounts concerning those that are funding the convoy over there? There is no law. And what's crazy about it, friends, there is no government if the people don't work and pay their taxes. This is all self-inflicting. This is using the law against the law, friends. Excuse me. This is using the law against the law. Again, folks, if these politicians really meant what they said, I mean, maybe they need to do a little homework concerning that of the 16th century Oliver Cromwell and the Parliament there. Folks, they dealt with the king, and they dealt with him really quick. And they sent the message that we will not tolerate the crimes of those that think that they're above the law in any sense of the word. Now, I do want to encourage the people over in Canada. I know that we broadcast into 53 different countries, but I do want you to see this. Truckers and Trucker Freedom Convoy, despite arrests, we're holding the line. You know what the people in Canada need to do? They need to go ahead and grab all these that call themselves police officers, and they need to do and bring forth citizens' arrests, because they're acting on the behalf of tyranny and tyrants, not on the behalf of the Constitution in that country that they promised to uphold concerning the laws and the enumerated laws found within therein. But this is what they're trying to report right now, and it is happening in part. But again, let's go ahead and take a look as to what's going on over in Canada concerning these arrests. Because again, you want to see for yourself. If you'd like to see these on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. It's going to break out, folks. It's going to get beyond the control of the police like it did in Europe, France, Germany, and the such, Kazakhstan. It's going to get to the point where the people are, in fact, going to turn on the police officers or those agents of the state if they keep oppressing those people there. Because there is, like this said politician a couple minutes ago asked the question, what law is it that they're enforcing? There is no law. That is the definition of tyranny, right? I mean, we all get that. I think Kazakhstan's probably the worst that I've seen. Kazakhstan's probably the worst that I've seen, friends. But here is another country where the globalists are going to continuously push their envelope. And here's the sad part about all of this. It's the people warring against themselves. I mean, is this the most ignorant thing that you've ever seen in all of your life? Instead of the people warring against the people and one another, divide and conquer, Mark 3:25, why don't these people on both sides of the aisle here that are warring against each other, why don't they read the law? Because when they read the law, that's what's going to unify them against the very tyrants that are giving the unlawful orders. Doesn't that sound like a good idea? It certainly does. It certainly does, friends. I want to do this. I want you to see this. This is happening in another country. And it's getting to the point of extremity in so many different ways. And I don't like seeing this. But you know what? The people have to defend themselves. And it's exactly what's happening in this country. The people are going after these agents of the state. And I'm telling you what, these agents of the state better get a hold of themselves, because they get enough of these guys. You got one guy taking on three police officers, agents of the state, forgive me. it's going to get to the point where it's not going to be good. There's going to be bloodshed sooner or later. Why? The question is, I ask all of you out there, why are we divided one against another? If we're all abiding by the laws, then why don't we deal with the lawbreakers, the politicians? That sounds like a good idea. And again, I'm talking about the corrupt. That's what I'm talking about. Well, Bradley, how corrupt is it? Well, here's another article. And politicians want war, then let's send them. And this is exactly what we're talking about, line upon line, precept upon precept. The people need to quit warring against each other, and they need to come together and deal with the corrupt politicians on a global basis. That would be obedience to the living God, friends. Read Deuteronomy 4:6 when you get a moment. But look at this. This is Breitbart again. They kicked out another article today that they were caught red-handed. The good guys, American, the unconstitutional good guys, the Republicans, right? Yeah. They always sell the Republicans as the good guys. You'd pull the curtain back on the good guys, the Republicans, you'll find out in many cases they're much worse than what you call the Democrats, the left. Because if it wasn't true, then why isn't the right doing their job? Because again, friends, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. But look at this. No surprise here. I thought we were at war with China and Russia's at war with us and so on and so forth. Well, again, the stuff that we've covered 100 times here on the radio program, only to remind you once again that we told you so. Red-handed, 20 Republicans who sold out America to China. Of course. And guess who the first guy is? Mitch McConnell. Yeah. Him and his wife, former President Trump's Department of Transportation Secretary, she was also part, her name is Elaine Chao, she was also part of that of George Bush's criminal administration. It says they enjoy some of the deepest and most abiding ties in Beijing-linked entities of anyone in Washington, D.C. Keep in mind, Mr. Mitch McConnell, he's a pathetic man. I've seen him at the RNC. He's got a little entourage that walks around with him. I mean, remember what I said earlier, friends, concerning the quote, the difference between humans and animals is animals would never allow the dumbest of the herd to lead. Well, guess what we're guilty of here, friends? Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell's married into the Chinese. His in-laws have a ship called the Ping Mei. Mitch McConnell, as we highlighted several times to the people on this globe, he is guilty of transporting cocaine. He was busted with 90 pounds of trafficking cocaine on his in-law's ship. So if we can just keep acting like he's not responsible for this, don't act like he just decided to sell you out to the Chinese, friends. He did it a long, long time ago. And I'm talking about Mitch McConnell. Why is he still there? Well, let's go back to the Bushes. Both former President George H.W. Bush and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. And don't forget about his son. Concerning September 11th, I mean, far be it from us to tell you the truth when the truth needs to be told. John 8:32, because it's the truth that makes men free. Folks, George W. Bush, you all already know who his daddy is, Prescott Bush, who illegally financed Hitler's war. These people committed treason against you a long time ago. We have former Speaker of the House John Boehner. Oh, tell me it's not so. Of course he sold us down the river. He used to have an attorney, friends, that was on the inside. He was friends with a lot of these people. He said Boehner was a total drunk. Suppose they had to keep him drunked up while he kept the rest of them drugged up, right? Or extorted in some way or another through these pedophiles and the actions they commit against the innocent. But America, you already know. You already know. Another one is former Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour. Yeah, of course, friends, governors. Yeah, all of those that went along with this pandemic, yep, they sold us out to China. Of course they did. We already knew this. What about former Senator David Vitter, Republican from Louisiana? He sold you out to China. What about former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad? He sold you out to China. Former Rep. Charles Bustani, a Republican from Louisiana. He sold you out to the Chinese. Oh, wait a second. We're about halfway done. We'll be right back so you can hear some more of the good news that the American people are tolerating on a 24/7 basis. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Well, we have another biblically illiterate individual that's online right now, and it's the comment is this, only that which God permits will be allowed to occur. Oh, really? What Bible are you reading? If you disarm, you stay apathetic. Don't sit there and say God permitted it. God already told you what to do so it wouldn't happen. Matter of fact, he told you to be on the offensive and not on the defensive. But this is what you get when you get these biblically illiterate ones to make comments that say, well, only that which God permits will be allowed to occur. I mean, you want to blame God for the workers of iniquity? No, blame yourselves for allowing the workers of iniquity to get away with the things that they get away with. Biblically illiterate one. Our friend said then, because he can't handle the truth. Truth demands a response. He says, Bradley, why don't you just stick to drumming? Well, listen, if I can't rock your world doing that right now, drumming, then I'll rock your world by giving you the word. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? I wish cowards like you, instead of just making comments all the time, your illiterate comments all the time, I wish you would call in and just set me straight. I really, truly do. 1-866-582-9933. We got Bob calling in right now from Florida. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, is that you?
That's me, Bob. Did you call me, Bob?
Sorry about that, man. I did. Yes, sir. Hey,
then it's me. It's me, Bob.
Hey, this is, your wife's got my phone number, left you a message. Anyway, I wanted to help you out here a little bit. Looks like you could use a little bit of tag team.
I'm good, but what say you, Bob?
I know you are, brother. Hey, Ukraine. Hey, we got a lot of our American troops over there on the line watching that whole thing, and the mainstream media is letting us all think that this is all about protecting democracy, right?
Yep.
Hey, what about Canada? Canada is a democracy. Ukraine is not a democracy. Canada is a democracy, and they're flushing it down the toilet. And nobody on our side of the border is saying a thing. We got a bunch of trolls down over there in D.C., swamp rats left and right, and they ain't doing nothing for Canada.
Right. But just think about this. This is how the globalists operate through their useful idiots in the press. They just throw out incendiary comments, and they never bring about the resolve. They always want you trying to figure out how to bring about the resolve. They're the ones creating the confusion. This all by design, Bob. This all by design.
I understand that, but it's just a hypocrisy all the way around. And that brings me to my next point. You may disagree with me on this as far as the next point. We as Christians have been compliant. We've let go, try to get along all the way through things for the last 40 to 60 years, and we got ourselves in a pickle.
Yep.
And there is a few of us patriots that realize we're not going to get the train back on the tracks with just a bunch of words. I know you're going to disagree with me on this, but if we're going to send our troops overseas and we're going to put blood on the line overseas, it's about time that we think real close about when are we going to get a little bloody over here on our side of the fence? When are we going to take this back? This is not going to come back with words, and this is not going to come back in November. It's just not going to get there, man.
Yeah, okay, let me ask you something, okay? And why would you think that I would disagree with that? I'm just curious.
Well, there's a lot of times that you say that you'd like to do it peaceably. And I think, me included, I would love to do this peaceably.
Right, yeah.
But we're never going to get there, Bradley. This is going to come to about 1 or 2 up to 5% of the Americans saying, hey, we've reached a point of if we're going to get this back, it's going to get messy, and that's the only way we're going to get it back. I just went nose to nose with a guy at the golf course this morning.
Yeah.
And I said, man, you're wrong. You are totally wrong. And he turned his back on me. He's not going to change his mind. And he's a guy I've been friends with for 4 years now.
Yeah. Let me respond. Okay, so I'm broadcasting into 155 cities, right? I'm the guy that I was just under attack by the Daily Beast 3 weeks ago for something that I didn't say, nor did we ever say. If you do a wiki search on Bradley Dean, a Wikipedia search, if I had an attorney that had enough internal fortitude, I would be a very rich man for the rest of my life for all the defamation, the malicious intent, lying about the things that I say and I don't say. So for me to get on the radio and suggest that we're going to go out there and create a revolution, to me, that would probably be the stupidest thing I could ever do. But I do continuously reiterate the point that Thomas Jefferson said, that the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And I continuously reiterate the point, do not disarm. And I do reiterate the point that we need to deal with corrupt politicians. And I also reiterate the point over and over again that my friend, will defend myself. I will defend myself. That's as far as I'm going to go before I'm accused of being something that I am not and saying something that I didn't say, Bob. I'm just using a little prudence, my friend. And I'm not advocating, and I think anybody in their right mind wants a reformation, but we see the mainstream media and their narrative. They're constantly prodding the people to a provocation of war, just like corrupt politicians are. Look what's been going on over the last 3 years. This is nothing short of provocation of war, and they have been creating domestic insurrection in this country for 60 years, and I'm just curious to know how far the American people are going to let it go when we already know they're already killing our babies through the illegal sanctioning of the murder of the innocent in the womb? I mean, if the people are still going to sit down after that, Bob, you really got to ask yourself the question as to how far this is going to go. But we can see over in Canada right now, they're not going to let it go any further. And we're proud of Canada. We really are.
I am.
I'm ashamed of America. Yep, same here, Bob.
I'm ashamed of America too, brother.
Yep. I'm totally agreed with you, Bob. I'm totally agreed with you, my friend.
I do respect your position because you can be put out there on a pedestal and whacked down where I can say something just blowing by my first name and get away with it. So, yeah. But that's how close we are, man. We're to that point.
Okay, Bob, so what I will do, and just for the record, I get about, and I think you've heard me say this before, I get 200 to 300 emails probably every day. We get phone calls all the time of people wanting to pick up their plow as we drop ours and go take care of their business. I see it all the time. So we really got to, vet the information concerning the people that are trying to contact us before we drop what we're doing and make a contact. But now that I know who you are, we're hitting the road tonight, Bob, and I will give you a call sometime between 7 and 8 o'clock Central tonight. How does that sound?
7 and 8 o'clock tonight. I would look forward to that. Give me an area code that you may come in on, and I will answer the
612,
phone.
612.
612. I'll look for that, Bradley.
Talk to you tonight, my friend. Yep, you too. Thank you very much. Folks, let's get back to this again. Here, I want to say this too. We're on national radio. The ministry's in demand. I've always said, before I got to the point that where I'm at right now, I'm not going to forget where I came from. And I got to tell you, friends, I haven't. You look at some people who are a third as the size of what we have going on here in this ministry, and they act like they're on top of the world. They act like they're above the rest of us. They've forgotten where they came from. See, they fail to understand that they're going to see the same people on the way down as they seen on the way up. And rest assured, they will come down again. I don't ever want to be guilty of thinking that I'm better than anybody because I'm not, friends. Jesus came as one that served, and so do we. But I do have to be careful with our time and as to who we give it to, because there is so much going on out there right now, and I got to make it count every step of the way. So, folks, I'm doing my best here. My family's doing the best that we can in facilitating. And to be quite honest, friends, we need some more people inside of the ministry, but it's an issue of trust because of the workload here. Just so everybody understands, Jesus said, "He who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God." And that's what we've been doing for 23 years. And we're going to keep running that race until that day we're called home. But again, in the meantime, I believe that we can do it. And again, friends, I just want you to all understand I'm doing the best that I can here. And I haven't forgotten where I came from. And listen, I return phone calls. I return texts within 5 to 10 minutes. Ha, it's just overkill. Just, again, for the record, let's get back to this really quick. I want you to see this. Former Senator Norm Coleman, $3 million they cashed in, along with Connie Mack, the fourth from Florida, and John Christensen. These are the best that you have. They sold you out to China. Former Senator William Cohen from Maine, he sold you out, along with former Senator Tim Hutchinson from Arkansas, Rep. Rodney Frelinghuysen, New Jersey, he sold you out to the Chinese. Former Senator Majority Leader Trent Lott, Ed Royce, California, and former Rep. Jeff Demas, they sold you out to the Chinese. Lee Terry, Jack Kingston, Cliff Stern sold you out to the Chinese. Folks, the headline is this from Breitbart today, red-handed, 20 of the good guys that sold you out to China. Okay. And these were all sold to you by the mainstream media as the best that you've got. You better pay attention to what's going on, folks. 1 Kings 13:33 will be with you in 23 hours. Have you for 2 hours tomorrow. Talk to you then. See ya.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.